The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
At what point does Wall Street start to worry about whether Washington will really get anything done this year?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, everybody. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Joining us is Trip Miller. He is the managing partner at Gullen Capital Partners. He joins us from Memphis. And Trip, Washington has a lot to do, I think, this year with what's going on Wall Street. There seems to be high expectations that the new administration is going to get a lot done, and that's going to benefit business and investment. What say you? Are you satisfied so far with what you're hearing out of Washington?
You know, there obviously is a lot of chatter coming out of Washington, that there always is, but with the new president in the White House and a new Congress in there, it seems to be that there's a lot more going on right now than usual. From a market perspective, it certainly seems like to me that there, as you pointed out, high expectations for what may be coming down the pipe from this administration and the new Congress. And Wall Street obviously is pretty effective at pulling future good news into the present. And so I wonder a bit, as we look at some of these valuations on certain securities out there, if the market hasn't gotten a bit ahead of itself in some instances. With that being said, we're there every day trying to find places to deploy capital.
What one area do you think the market may have gotten ahead of itself? Do you think that maybe there's really high hopes for tax reform and maybe we're not going to get everything that Wall Street wants?
I think so. I think that, you know, the risk is, as you pointed out, that, you know, everybody's assuming that we're going to have corporate tax cuts and repatriation at a low rate of a couple of trillion dollars overseas and individual tax cuts. And as we've already seen some of the challenges just initially with repealing or changing the Affordable Care Act, these things just don't happen overnight, and it's not always a smooth process. So, from a specific side, we haven't even seen them spend any real length of time on something like Dodd-Frank, and, you know, the banks have rallied significantly on the assumption that, you know, Dodd-Frank's going to get repealed or changed significantly, and it's going to be so much easier on these banks. And so we've seen the prices run up considerably. And so that's certainly an area that we feel like, at best, you know, they've priced in the future earnings.
Do you think that is realistic right now to assume that we are going to get a lot of reform this year? Sketch out how you see things unfolding from the investment standpoint.
Sure. A couple of things. I think that, you know, this landmark legislation that everyone's been talking about in different pods that would affect the market, I think will take longer. It seems like everyone felt like that Trump was going to come in and the Congress was going to come in and the Democrats were going to sing kumbaya with the Republicans, and everything was going to be, you know, hunky-dory and easily achieved in a very quick amount of time. And I think that they'll actually, when we look back in a year, get less done than people thought in the beginning, because, there is still a lot of politics as usual in Washington.
We're talking with Trip Miller. He's the managing partner at Gullen Capital Partners, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. You know, Trip, another thing coming out of Washington is a lot of noise from the Federal Reserve. We had the rate hike the other day. What are your expectations going forward when it comes to Janet Yellen and company?
Obviously, I think the rate hike the other day was pretty well baked in, and the expectations for that were as close to 100% as you could get. It seems like, you know, the Fed is signaling that they do believe the economy is improving, and that, you know, some of the things that are being talked about by the new administration and Congress will come through and stimulate the economy to some degree. So, we don't have any particular expertise in predicting interest rates, but it certainly seems like the markets are pricing in a couple of more increases this year, which, you know, would be a signal that the Fed's tea leaves are signaling that things are getting stronger, in general for business. Obviously, the unemployment rate's very, very low, and so we think that there's potentially some inflationary pressures that are ahead of us.
How many more rate hikes do you think this year? Some people say, oh, we're going to have two more, and then there's this other camp out there that says, oh, we could have maybe three more.
You know, right now I would lean toward two. Obviously, if we get a third, that would indicate that things must be going pretty well in the latter part of the year, and that things are improving ahead of schedule. I think that, you know, the risk is that with everything, the Fed gets ahead of itself, and so hopefully they'll take a very patient approach to it. You know, obviously one of the questions, too, is that, you know, how long will Janet Yellen be in that seat? I certainly won't make a prediction that she won't be there through this year, but I think that once you start talking about changing the head of the Federal Reserve in the future, I think that that might have some impact, too, on how they move on interest rates down the road.
Tripp Miller, he is managing partner at Gullen Capital Partners, joining us from Memphis. Tripp, as always, a pleasure having you on.
Thanks so much, John.
And this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.